Hello.
Is this thing on?
It has been a little while since I did my last podcast type thingy, so I thought I would do another one. Some time ago, I received a comment on my blog that made me both smile and a little cross at the same time. The comment said, "I like it, Kif, how you can always put across the corporate view and it make a lot of sense. I'm not saying it's always right, but you do always put across a good point. I never really thought of myself as a corporate stooge, but it seems that I may be becoming one. Well, at least I'm making scouting or the corporate view accessible to others. However, there is a point to this ramble somewhere. You should not have to use the ramblings of a 37-year-old to understand the scouting message. Scouting is supposed to be accessible to all. If you don't understand or agree with the corporate message that has been pushed out, challenge it. We live in an era of 24-hour communications. There is now more ways to speak to headquarters. You can phone the info centre. You can comment on the Scouting Facebook page, message at UK Scouting on Twitter. All of the Scouting media team and the programme teams are on Twitter, along with the UK Chief Commissioner, the Chief Commissioner for England, the Vice Chair of the World Scout Committee. You only have to look for them and you can find them. Now, while I am not trying to stop people asking me questions, and I will always be happy to put my version or spin on an item if asked, the Info Centre are paid to do it, so why not use them? Only the other day, I was chasing my tail looking for a fact sheet on the Scouting website, only to find the information no longer existed in a fact sheet form. It's now only a web page. While I see the value of this only a web page format for ease of updating and management, it's dreadful if you're in an area with no reception and no Wi-Fi, and you're trying to provide someone with key information about supporting a young person with, say, special needs. I emailed the Info Centre to express my concern and asked that my queries and comments be passed on to the correct person. I have since received two emails from different people essentially saying things appear to be moving towards a web-based system, but they take on board my comments about the need for effective ways to view content away from a computer. It will probably mean they will put a print page button on the web page, which in my opinion is untidy and unprofessional, but at least I've had my say and I can moan about not liking it being done this way because I'm knowing that I've actually voiced my view. I know loads of instances where people moan or complain about something, say, you know, something in scouting, and then when you ask, have you spoken to your GSL, desk, DC, you can keep going on up till you hit the UK Chief Commissioner, you get the response, oh, no, it's not worth it, nothing will change. I beg to differ. Maybe you will be the 10th person who has come along and said, we have had this problem. You will be the person who, the metaphorical straw that broke the camel's back. You will be the person who triggered the change. And if not, when the issue you tried to raise really causes a problem, you will be able to sit back and say, I told you so, with the knowledge that you actually did. This is our scouting movement, and now is no better time to influence how it is shaped, with more channels to get your message, voice heard, to raise your questions, to get your point of view over that has been bugging you. So I urge you, use those resources that have been put in place. What's the worst that could happen? Nothing changes. And you have something to moan about at your next campfire. Thanks for listening. This podcast was created by Chris Meadows and originally uploaded to the website Jabbering All Day Long.